In every generation, they rise up against us to destroy us, but God saves us from their hands. The sciatic nerve reminds us of Jewish vulnerability from the age of Jacob himself. Welcome to 10 Minute Mitzvah, Episode 137, The Sciatic Nerve and the Maimonidean Passover. I'm Meir Soloveitchik.
Rabbi Soloveitchik's year-long 10 Minute Mitzvah podcast is generously sponsored by Ivan and Susanna Kaufman.
It is one of the most striking polemical phrases in the history of halachic debate. It is inspired, or perhaps provoked, by a statement made in Maimonides' halachic work, Mishneh Torah. Maimonides is discussing the paschal offering and the law that is our mitzvah for the day, that this korban must be roasted whole and only then eaten carefully. For, as we have noted in another 10-minute mitzvah episode, no bone in the offering can be broken either. For Maimonides, this means that in order to truly obey this commandment and roast the paschal lamb in its entirety, the Gid HaNasheh, the sciatic nerve, which, as we have previously discussed, is forbidden, should be left inside the paschal lamb. He writes, and this is the Sepharia translation, "When a person partakes of the paschal sacrifice, he should cut off the meat and partake of it. He may cut off the bones at the joints and separate them if he desires. When he reaches the sciatic nerve, he should remove it and place it with the remainder of sinews, bones, and membranes, which are removed at the time of eating. It is not removed previously, as is done with regard to other meat." End quote. So Maimonides writes, "The paschal lamb must be roasted whole." And then he adds, "The paschal sacrifice should not be cut into pieces before it is roasted. Indeed, instead it is roasted whole." This is the view of Maimonides. To fulfill the commandment, the sciatic nerve is left in the animal, not eaten, but left in for the roasting. This inspired the famous interlocutor of Maimonides, Rabbi Avraham ben David of Provence, to write the following, and I cite the Hebrew with translations. Amar Avraham, Abraham says, "B'chaye Roshi, by my head, or by my life, Ein Isur Gadol Mizeh, there is no greater prohibition than this, Sheyitzleha Pesach im Gid HaNasheh, that one would roast the paschal offering with the sciatic nerve still inside." And then he concludes at the end of his paragraph, "V'im eskeh v'ochal Pesach, and if I merit to eat of the paschal offering, v'yavi lefanai kazeh, and he, Maimonides, would bring such a paschal lamb before me, hayiti chovto b'karka lefanav, I would throw it on the ground in front of him." This rabbi, of course, writes in a period when the temple has long since been destroyed, and with the Haggadah emphasizing our longing to return to Jerusalem on Passover and to celebrate with the paschal lamb. So we say, after we have told the tale of the Exodus, "Blessed are you, God, who redeemed us and our ancestors from Egypt and brought us this evening to eat of matzah and bitter herbs. So may God, our God and the God of our forefathers, allow us to reach other sacred times and other holidays that will come before us in joy, jubilant in the rebuilding of your city, ecstatic in the engaging in your service, and we shall eat there from the paschal offering and the holiday offerings, whose blood will be sprinkled on the wall of your altar with grace." This is the dream, the return of the paschal lamb. This is what is being expressed when the Haggadah concludes with next year in Jerusalem. And here, Abraham ben David insists that while he dreams of bringing the paschal offering, he would not do it with Maimonides. It is easy to make a joke about this, to see in it another classic example of Jewish conflict and debate. And it reflects the fact that we have two mitzvot which seem to catch us between a halachic rock and a legal hard place. On the one hand, it is forbidden to eat the sciatic nerve, a reminder, according to Genesis, of Jacob's injury when he wrestled with the mysterious man, the apparent angel, throughout the night as he prepared to meet his brother Esau. This struggle has come to embody for rabbinic commentators the struggles of Jews throughout history, and the injury of Jacob is now understood to symbolize the assaults and attacks on the Jewish people throughout the centuries. In remembrance of Jewish vulnerability and of Jacob's original injury, Jews do not eat the sciatic nerve. And yet how can it be removed, says Maimonides, if there is a mitzvah to roast it whole? Maimonides' answer is that we leave it in and then remove it after the roasting. But this, according to Rabbi Avraham ben David, would render the paschal offering forbidden. The goal of the podcast today is not to resolve this dispute. And there are those that attempt to reinterpret Maimonides in a manner different than the simple meaning of his words. And of course, Maimonides himself is not advocating eating of the sciatic nerve on Passover. He merely is saying that it should only be removed after the obligation of roasting the Paschal lamb whole is fulfilled. It also bears noting that, according to the Talmud, the sciatic nerve or Gid HaNasheh imparts no taste to the surrounding meat. And there are those that read Maimonides as advocating something even more limited. What is clear is that according to Maimonides, there is some aspect of the sciatic nerve area that usually would be removed before roasting that on the evening of Pesach must be left inside the animal as it is roasted whole. And if we are to understand the symbolic meaning of the ruling of Maimonides, it is perhaps this. Pesach, Passover, is known as a Leil Shimurim, a night when we remember God's watching over the Jewish people. The prohibitions connected to the sciatic nerve, as we mentioned, involves an invocation, a commemoration of Jewish vulnerability. If, according to Maimonides, the Paschal lamb, remembering God's protection of the firstborn during the final plague, is roasted with the sciatic nerve inside, even if it is not eaten, it is perhaps a reminder to us of the fact that even in the face of all of the attacks the Jewish people have experienced, we believe God is still providentially protective of our eternity, and that this, in the end, will vindicate our faith as enemy after enemy, embodied by the angel with whom Jacob wrestled millennia ago, ends up on the ash heap of history. B'chol dor v'dor omdim aleinu l'chaloteinu v'akadosh baruch hu matzilenu mi'adam. So Jews sing at the Seder. In every generation they rise up against us to destroy us, but God saves us from their hands. The sciatic nerve reminds us of Jewish vulnerability from the age of Jacob himself. The night of Pesach reminds us of the Jewish people's providentially perpetuated eternity. Taken together in tandem, we have the very story of the Jews. This is Meir Soloveitchik, looking forward to learning together tomorrow. Signing off.